92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
By now, even if you don't use one of those artificial intelligence systems, you certainly know about them, and you probably know the primary controversy about them. AI computer systems require at least double the amount of electricity and water of a standard computer system to get the job done. And that's having a massive negative impact in neighborhoods where these massive computer server warehouses are being built. Additionally, these AI systems are often horrendously wrong or inappropriate with their responses to tasks that they're given. In the last couple of weeks, a survey was done about ChatGPT users, and it found that 77% of Americans say please and thank you in their instructions or general communications with AIs to protect themselves, just in case there's an AI uprising and the computers take over the world, which I think we know is probably going to happen. But it turns out doing that has a real-world cost. According to Sam Altman, who created ChatGPT, all that digital politeness is racking up tens of millions of dollars in server and energy expenses, 22 times more energy than simply using a standard Google search, which, by the way, you can still do. And that means, basically, being polite to a computer wastes a ton of electricity and water, and you're not getting anything back for it. One simple comment like that given to an AI system uses over 1,500 milliliters of water to cool the servers, which is roughly 3 standard bottles of water, and that's quite a lot. So, using AI systems is bad enough for the environment, but frivolous, unnecessary comments or exchanges have far worse consequences, and it's happening every second of every day.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.